Hare Krishna. This is a very, very, very sacred place where the eternal consort of Nityananda Prabhu, Ma Janava Devi, performed her bhajan at Radhakund. When she came to meet Raghunandha Goswami, she stayed here at the bank of Radhakund. And when she was sitting here in meditation under this tamal tree here, she got the darshan of Radha Gopinath. And Gopinathji was playing flute, his divine flute, enchanting all the gopis with Lalita and Vishakha and everybody else. So that is why she established these deities of Radha Gopinath, Lalita, Vishakha. Whatever she saw in her meditation, revelation, exactly the same murti is established here. There was a disciple of hers who was just attend the phone, please. You speak. There was a disciple of hers who was a sculptor, you know. So who made this murti, and the Radharani's murti, when he made actually like the face of Danva Devi only. There is a beautiful story there in Radha Gopinath temple in Vrindavan also. The Radharani's deity was small, so she ordered another deity of Radharani, the taller. So this deity became Ananga Manjari, and that deity became Radharani. And when Danva Devi passed away, she actually merged in the body of the deity of Ananga Manjari to her original position. It's a very unique situation. And she came here and pacified Raghunath Das Goswami from his separation, gave him encouragement to continue living because he wanted to commit suicide. And her kunja is actually there in the center of Radhakund. That means her original form as Ananga Manjari has her own kunj in between the center of Radhakund. And she has her step here. You can see the step. There is a private ghat when she would enter down in Radhakund and take bath. So we should sincerely bow down here and beg for the mercy of Ma Janava Devi, who was the epitome of all the Vaishnavas after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Ma Janava Devi ki jai. So we will all go to Radha Gopinath temple now and take darshan. And from there we will go to the samadhi of Raghunath Das Goswami. And I'll tell you the story of Das Goswami, what happened over here also. That he was very dear to all Brajvasis. He was immersed in performing bhajan. After even renovating Radhakund, Shyamkund also, he never made a house for himself. And one time he was performing bhajan, was deeply immersed in the bhajan, and tigers came to drink water in Radhakund, Shyamkund. There was danger for his life. So Krishna came with stick and chased the tigers away. And this scene of Krishna chasing the tigers away was observed by Sanatana Goswami. So he told Das Goswami, you are engaging Krishna in your service, should now sit in the protected place in your kuti. But still he neglected that, he didn't bother about it. Next time when he performed bhajan, it was very intense summer. Scorching heat was there. And almost skin was burning. But he was immersed, totally oblivious to the bodily situation in chanting Hare Krishna. At that time Radharani appeared and covered him with the shadow of her own upper cloth. And she was dropping her sweat drops from her forehead. She was tolerating the heat and she was giving shadow to her devotee. Even that was absorbed by Sanatana Goswami. But this time he chastised Sanatana Goswami, Das Goswami, that you must make kuti because you are supposed to serve Radharani and Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, not take service from them. At that time he built his own kuti and there is a bhajan kuti inside. And when he passed away, Jiva Goswami, actually the three Goswamis who passed away one after another, Jiva Goswami actually burnt their bodies, not buried their bodies, because there was a atrocity going on from the Mughals, and specifically they would come and break the tomb and take out the body and disrespectfully massacre the body. That's why purposely as an Acharya he took a decision, very bold, intelligent and very practical decision, and he burnt their bodies and ashes he placed in the samadhi here. So that, you know, devotees will have benefit, at the same time there will be no disrespectful massacre to the divine bodies of the great souls here. So we have that samadhi there. Thus, in the honor of Das Goswami, continuous 24-hour kirtan goes on there, time immemorial it is going on. In the honor of Das Goswami's devotion, his contribution, you should understand that he was a prince actually, but he had no interest in the princely affairs, ran away from the kingdom of his father, joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became a great renunciant. And the later half of Chaitanya Charitamrita was actually the notes of Das Goswami Maharaj. He would give He was told by Janma Devi that you please recite your memories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to pacify your separation from him. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was one of the audience in that lecture which he would give. And whatever notes he has gathered from those lectures is the second half of Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first half of Chaitanya Charitamrita are the notes from the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the incarnation of Lalita Devi, who was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who kept the notes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes. And then with these two information sources, Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita over here. So we are eternally grateful to Das Goswami for his wonderful example, for his renunciation, for his service to all of us, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, for his scriptures that he wrote, and the inspiration that he has given us. He is eternally residing over here at the Samadhi of himself at Radha Kund. We will go there and bow down and beg forgiveness for all the offenses in the Dham, and also beg mercy for spiritual advancement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.